Blog Talk Radio.
My God, when I feel it, y'all, oh, Jesus, I can't contain it. Fire, that's burning down deep inside my soul. Lord Jesus, praise the Lord, and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator, God. Now is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words that I can express and speak about his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Counselor, our Messiah and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and our beautiful gift of eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. And that's because we have the living God living inside of us. Hallelujah. I'm your purpose and power driven host. Happy as I can be. Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, I promise you, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you, and I'm talking to you too, can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. But you got to be in. You can't be on the outside talking, I ain't got to go to church, I'm good, I just read my Bible every now and then and think that pleases God. No! Listen, God is not a respecter of persons,
But I'm here to tell you all that he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. Lord Jesus, isn't that beautiful? We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your spiritual nutrition from the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, starting at around verse 3, where we read the Bible announces that our God has made a supreme declaration to his children, believers. When God spoke to our forefather, spiritual father, Abraham, to be obedient and leave his country, people, and his father's house, Abraham responded and followed God's instruction. When we follow God's instruction, God's benevolence and protection goes with us for our good. And not so good for those who choose to be against us. The Lord has promised to fight our battles because he loves us. We're going to be discussing for your spiritual consideration blessings and curses. Oh, my God. And listen, y'all, my special guest is here. Woo! Talking about an anointed and multi-gifted, talented, and blessed woman of God, preacher, inspirational speaker, author, mentor, certified, did you hear me? Certified life coach, entrepreneur, wife, and mother, which is probably two of her greatest accomplishments in all of that. Talking about woman of God, Jackie Leverett Bostick is here. And she's going to share her testimony about all of those different gifts, callings, and talents that we talked about because they're all powerful in God. They are all anointed and breathed on by God. Time is not going to permit us to go deep into all of them. That's why I already told woman of God, Jackie Leverett Bostick, don't try to rush it, girl. Just let Holy Spirit God lead you and he'll bring you back as many times as necessary for you to get it all out on this fire. Ha! Gospel experience. And then later on in the broadcast, I got this big old spotlight. I'm going to shine my artist spotlight on gospel artist, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker. And I'm here to tell you, she's got a testimony to tell. She's got music we're going to play. We've already played it, but we want to play it with her here to accent and share with us some of the deeper things about this song, her ministry. And yes, 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 we're going to take it even further because, listen, she has a husband that is a gospel artist instrumentalist, and we're going to be playing his music too. I just love when those husbands and wives get together under that three-strand chord, husband, wife, and God, and they work together in beautiful and powerful ways. Every single husband and wife, every man should be blessed like that. But you got to do the things that's required by God according to the Bible to get all of that. So we've already had prayer, y'all. As usual, I'm hyped up. I'm blessed by God. I'm ready to do what God gave me to do. And that's to glorify him. Yes. And to be a blessing to each and everyone listening to this broadcast, just like my special guest is. So, Holy Spirit God, have your way. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. We'll be right back. my God, let me just throw up my hands right now and wave them in the air just like I just don't care. Because if you don't have no praise in your spirit after listening to woman of God, Karen Zeller Sevier, Lord Jesus, we're going to come over your house right now with the biggest bottle of sanctified oil that we can find, and we're just going to anoint your head all over again. Thank you, woman of God, Karen Zeller Sevier. I like saying Sevier because that brings out the French accent in me. Sevier, Sevier, amen, goes right there. Thank you, woman of God, for starting us off just like we like it. Spirit of praise that just raised us into a gospel celebration. That's what we do on this Fire Gospel Experience. My special guest is here, man. Let me bring this awesome, amazing, anointed woman of God on this platform, coming to us live out of Covington, Georgia, and originally from Augusta, GA. That's where soul brother number one, James Brown, grew up. And she's here as a preacher, inspirational speaker, author, mentor, certified life coach, entrepreneur, wife, mother, blah, blah, blah. She just got it going on like that. And I'm so excited to have this woman of God here with us. Jackie Leverett Bostic is here, y'all, to bless us as she and Holy Spirit God sees fit. Welcome, woman of God. Welcome to this platform. Fire. Spirits. Welcome, woman of God, Lady Boston. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm doing well.
Woo, boy.
God be the glory.
I'm feeling good. God gets the glory, woman of God. I'm feeling good and fired up as always, because it is nothing but a pure pleasure and an honor for me to be a part of the kingdom building process that God has called you, created you, and anointed you to do. I'm just here just to facilitate everything that God is doing in your life so that you can speak to the listening audience about the reality of God in your life. So wherever you want to start sharing with us your introduction, any season of life that you'd like to start, we appreciate you sharing with us who one of God, Jackie Leverett Bostic, is, and we'll just let the conversation flow from there.
All right, all right. You know, first of all, thank you so much, my brother, for having me here on Fire. And truly, I felt the fire as I've been sitting in the green room waiting. Just a fire. And, you know, I got tickled when you introduced me and you mentioned the Godfather of Soul. And I think often about the energy that he had, the soulful energy. And I said, well, God, why do I think about that all the time, other than the fact that we're from the same city? And God said, it's because I want you to have the energy. I want your soul to be excited. I want your soul to be happy. But in that, I also want your spirit, hallelujah, to remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength through every situation, through every circumstance, no matter what's happening. And see, when we think about him, we think about all of the dance and the fancy footwork that he had and all of that kind of stuff. and I'm just, I got tickled thinking about it. But when I think about Jackie, I'm from Augusta, Georgia. That's my hometown. Born and raised, I went to church in Columbia County, which was probably about 15 minutes outside of Augusta. Back in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, it was more like a rural area. Today, it's grown up and it's very developed in that area. So it's not a strange place. You're not riding down dark roads to get there. But my path in growing up, I'm daughter of Jackie Jerome Leverett of Augusta, Georgia, Mary Leverett Garnett of Augusta, Georgia. I said it in that manner because my mother and father never married. Yet, I was still thought of by God to come into a world such as this. He used them as vessels to bring me into this world. Born on December 24th, Christmas Eve, and my husband teases me. Mary had a baby. You know, Mary, oh Mary, had a baby. And that song goes, and his name was Jesus. But my name's not Jesus, right? My name is Jackie.
Nope.
I wasn't born on Christmas Day, but I was born on Christmas Eve. And I say that to say I was born with a purpose, just like you, my brother, just like my brothers and sisters that are listening to this call. You were born with a purpose. And quite frankly, I've always loved God. I've always loved God. But I've also enjoy the things that will be happening around me, right? That's in the world, but we're not supposed to be of the world. You know, battling, seeing my friends enjoying different things, and I knew better, but my soul wanted to be a part of it, but my spirit would chastise me in that, no, you can't be a part of that. And just growing up and seeing my friends get married, have babies. Well, I did the married thing, but I never was able to conceive. In fact, at 13, I was told that I couldn't have a child. I would not bear children.
Okay. Wow.
And
wow.
As life would go on, I was never, I would have my quiet time with God and just saying, God, you know, were you upset with me that, you know, at 17, I made a decision that I shouldn't have? Are you upset with me, God, that at 25, I made a decision that I shouldn't have? Are you upset with me, God, because
I chose to
hang out, because I went to parties? Are you upset with me, God, because I did things in secret? Because I did things in secret that nobody knows except me and the other person? God, are you upset with me? Are you angry with me because I was not honorable I didn't operate with integrity. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus, because I didn't operate with integrity. What is integrity? Choosing the right thing no matter who's watching, no matter what the situation is. You choose integrity. And I tell you, in my adult years, as I would just forge us along, because many circumstances have come where God has proven himself greater inside me. And I would speak, and when I would speak, the room would be captivated by my voice. But I longed for whatever I spoke of, that it would be something about God, that when the people walked away, what did they get, God? Did they hear something beyond Jackie? Did they hear you through what I was saying, you know? And I'll pause in that example right there for just a moment. I remember one time singing, because I grew up in the church, singing in choirs. I remember one time in my own flesh, in my own ability, because I would normally be nervous, so nervous, like I am now on your show. I would be so nervous.
You're
so
doing
nervous.
Good.
And then this one day, I get called up to go and sing. I go and sing. I didn't fast. I didn't take a quick prayer before. I went on my own ability. And when I tell you, I was in between keys. I was off notes. I mean, this is a song that I would sing all the time. It was not impossible. Yeah. And I was singing with a great musician. But I could not get it together for anything. And God showed me. This is what happens when you move on your own ability. And you leave me out of the equation. And then a lot of times, that's what we do. We get comfortable in our flesh at our own abilities, that we forget about God. Now, here I am asking God to use my voice, that when I speak, God, I know that my voice has something that would draw the people, but what am I drawing them to? And in that particular instance, would you believe, in my own ability, I failed myself, and I failed the kingdom of God, because I didn't go up representing God. I represented myself, Brother Jefferson.
I got you.
You hear me?
Yeah.
And so I felt like, okay, all right, what's the lesson from here? The lesson is, those nerves that you do feel, that's the Holy Spirit moving in you. You better hold on to those nerves. You better not try to move without that type of nervousness. And so life would continue on. I would go on, and now I'm a minister and begin to minister. And remember, I said to you that at 12, 13, I was told that I wouldn't have children. because I was raped at 13. You see, that's the piece I left out. I was raped at 13 years old. And by a neighborhood, I wouldn't say friend, but somebody I was familiar with in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like
that's usually how it goes. It's usually somebody like that. It's rarely a stranger.
That's right. It was somebody I knew. And so when the things began to happen, I asked God, are you mad at me because that happened? And when that kind of voice began to come, I said, oh, Jackie, you're not healed. You need to be healed. You need to be
This is a part of your story.
This is a stone in your basket. This is your part, but you're not healed. And see, you're trying to move on without healing. And that's why you can't talk about it. That's why you're ashamed when you go to speak about it, because and God can't get the full glory because, see, you're not talking about that which God has delivered you from.
Jesus.
You're not sharing with the people. You're not willing to go into the crowd. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she wasn't ashamed. She was sick of her situation, so much so that she was no longer ashamed. She came out of hiding, and she pressed her way through the crowd. And she didn't care who was around her, And God said, that's what I need on the inside of you, Jackie. I need you not to care about people and what they're going to say, but I need you to point your story to me.
Jesus,
that I would
you better
glorify, that I would be magnified, that I would be celebrated in every single thing that you do, and get it through your mind, Jackie. The experiences that you have in life are because of me, because I need to be glorified.
Let me jump in real quick. Let me jump in real quick, woman of God, because you just pulled my spirit right now. I have been blessed to sit in this privileged seat to invite you anointed people of God to come in and just share with me, share with us. And since 2014, and I'm staggered and I'm blown away by the number of women that have confessed to being sexually assaulted. It is an epidemic that is not being talked about enough because, look, as a single man, and I'm a single husband, and if you don't know what that means, I think it's Proverbs 16 and 23 where it says, if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and receives favor of the Lord. So he's not talking about finding somebody else's wife. He's talking about a woman that is a wife already, prepared for marriage.
Already.
She is a wife to be. So I'm a husband to be, even though I have went through divorce. I'm so fully qualified to be a husband. It don't make no sense for me to be single right now. And I'm not putting out no business cards out there publicly. I'm just telling my story. But what I'm
saying is
that I'm glad that God has given you a spirit of courage and bravery to talk about what you've been through, because there are a lot of sisters in church that have not reached the point of confidence in God to tell their story so that they can get the proper healing. Because if you go to the doctor and you don't fully explain to the doctor what you're going through, he cannot exact a particular treatment necessary to relieve your pain and provide you with healing.
That's right.
So sisters, what do is they may talk about it, they may not. They may open up about it, they may not. But if they don't, what they do is they put a whole bunch of Bible verses on top of that pain, on top of that tragedy. They put a whole lot of sermons on top of it, and they put a whole lot of spiritual protocol on top of it. But it's just a covering, because, woman of God, you just said it right there. You have to open up the wound so that the necessary treatment can take place. Come on, woman of God. I just had to share that, because there's a lot of sisters out there that are suffering silently, and they're not speaking up, so I'm speaking up for them. And I'm speaking up to them. Come on, woman of God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Because, you know, you're absolutely right. And it is not the glorification of the situation, but it's the glorifying of God, the one that is able to heal, the one that is able to set free, the one that is able to deliver, the one that is able to help you with your purpose.
Yes.
You know?
Thank you.
As I continue to press forward and I received my healing and my deliverance, I was connected with a group of senior women, and I was literally the youngest one in this tribe of women, if you will. We were called Grace Women, and we would come together and pray so many times a day. And Brother Justin, when I tell you pray, I mean, we would pray. Mm. We were praying some six times a day. God had us on the wall of prayer. And I was the youngest, and I was learning, and I was annoyed at times, but it taught me. It taught me fervency. It taught me how to live a righteous life. But see, what you're not going to do is be praying to God and pretending and think that everything is going to be okay. But it's not going to work. You can't straddle the fence now. You can't be on both sides.
It don't work like
you can't be lukewarm. That's right. It doesn't work like that. But God allowed this group of women, Grace Women, to just be such a blessing in my life, my mother and I. And we began to pray consistently on a daily basis. And I have seen people healed with this group of women. And when I say healings that have taken place, I'm talking about a four-year-old that had a tumor in her stomach. Two-year-old, I'm sorry, she was two. Jesus. And by four, there was no sign of the tumor, no surgery, right? It was a miraculous healing. Oh, he can do it.
Yeah.
I've seen sickness. I've seen where the doctor had given up on a couple of women that we prayed for, and God turned it around, restore life to them. One lady in particular, he gave her, just like he gave her, added another 5 years to her life.
See there?
Another 5 years. She said, God, for you I live and for you I'll die. And on her sick bed, God restored life back to her, and she brought her family back together. God gave her 5 years on this earth, and he brought her back. So I've seen what prayer can do. I know what prayer can do, my brother.
Amen. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing that we don't fully utilize, and that's prayer. It's a powerful thing to pull away from the crowd, pull away from your circumstances, pull away from anything that's negative that will distract you from, let me spend time with the one who created me, who made me. Let me spend time with the one who can give me a peace that passes all understanding. I need to go and spend time with somebody that can give me the healing first in my spirit, the healing first in my mind, and then body is the evidence, once it's healed, that my mind and my spirit has already been taken care of. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where woman of God, Jackie Leverett Bostic, is putting down some sanctified truth from heaven up above. We're going to take a music break right now, woman of God, because I want everything that you just shared to kind of resonate and marinate in our spirit.
Yeah.
I'm soaking it in right now, just like I jumped in my swimming pool in my backyard. And I am
all right,
every word of it. And you know what that does? That just causes me to have a spirit of praise. Just like Jephthah Assi featuring Bessie Iduho. Because gospel is worldwide, and it's all over, even in Africa.
I'm gonna be a living sacrifice. I'm gonna be a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you. I'm gonna be
I'm God.
want to be. Be
are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience taking you behind the veil where we can just prostrate our minds, our souls, and our bodies before God in praise with woman of God, Jephtha Alsi, featuring Bessie Idoho with My Worship. Thank you, woman of God, Jackie Leverett Bostwick, what you shared with us just carried me right away into a spirit of praise. And that song, I felt like I was on the wings of that song and just giving myself away to praise unto God. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, woman of God, you have blessed us out of so many of your wonderful gifts and callings and talents to be an author. This particular book, My Words Have Power, I need you to share a little bit about that because people don't understand what you speak goes out into the atmosphere. And everything that exists in the earth realm only represents what exists in the spiritual realm. And God spoke everything that is into existence. And he gave us some of that ability in the earth realm. That's why we need to understand that our words do have power. So tell us a little bit about your book. And then let's talk about some of the principles of why you have come to know for yourself that words have power.
Absolutely. You said it. You just said it. In the beginning, God spoke, and it was. That's just it. He spoke, and it was. And I'm telling you, Proverbs 18 and 21 spells it out for us. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Brother Jefferson,
Jesus.
To those that are listening, life and death is in the power of our tongue. Whatever you speak, you're going to call it forth to be manifested in your life. Whatever you talk about, you're calling it forth. Everything happens in the spirit realm before it's manifested in the natural. So inside, your inner voice is speaking. Whatever you're speaking, whatever you're calling for, that's what shall come to pass. And that's the premise of my words have power.
Power.
I was like, yeah.
I love it.
Power.
I love it. I love it.
My words have power. Yes, indeed.
So share with us
as I,
what particular, share with us at what particular point in your life did this revelation, did this seed for this book started manifesting itself, that it was a project that you were going to birth. When you realized that I know that this book is inside me and I've got to get it out. Can you take us back to that time and share with us? Because I got listeners out there that they don't understand what parameters take place when God wants us to birth a thing in our lives. So if you share what you share, I believe that that will give some people some understanding about some things that's about to be birthed in their lives too.
Absolutely, by all means. In 2013, if you recall earlier in the interview, I mentioned a group of women, Grace Women. And my mother has lived with me since I was 27 years old. So I've always had her guidance, her anchoring, if you will, in my life. And so with these Grace Women, there was another elder. She and my mom were super close. 2013, she spoke to me, Mother Scott, and she said, she gave me a prophecy as I moved to the state of Florida. And she said that you're going there for a said time. And when you go, you're going that God is going to mature you. You're going to have an encounter with God like never before.
Wow.
And you've got to go through this because there is something that must be birthed from you. And in that that must be birthed from you, people have got to hear it. So I'm thinking, okay, I wrote that down in 2013. Would you know, I tried in 2015, 2016, I tried to write the book. I could not get past the cover and the intro of the book.
Mm.
It wasn't the time. Mm. Because several of these experiences that are in the book had not happened yet. So
I got you.
In 2021, Mother Scott came to live with my mom and I, and I did not know this was her last walk. For 45 days, she stayed with me. And one morning, I was flying out to go and see one of my friends down in Florida. And it was probably something like 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, because I had to be at the airport at 6. And I was getting her dressed, and I was at her feet. The posture, I was at her feet. And she said to me, Jackie, the time is now. Now. You must write this book now.
Amen.
People all over the world have to hear from you now. And that now was so strong in my spirit that I truly felt the compelling to finally get in a corner and begin to write. And when I tell you, when you will know when it's time for you to write, because your pen will never stop. Your pen will never stop.
Oh,
when it's
Lord.
That time for producing your oil. Your
I'm
oil, Brother Jefferson, will keep flowing. You're right. That's right.
Woman of God.
Your oil
woman of God. Listen. She's telling the truth. I was writing my first book. And I was using a public library here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and I was just trying to find my way. I was just getting things together. I did not have my own personal laptop, but I had the pleasure of writing my first book, Listen to the Man, Think for Yourself, at Pine Bluff Public Library. I was typing in a particular page, and I remember I got up and walked away and did something. And if you leave public
computers idle too long, they'll shut off. And mm-hmm. I lost a page and a half, almost two pages, and I panicked. And I said, Lord, I need you to help me recover that page that was lost. And just like you said, woman of God, I started writing, and it was as if it was like somebody pushed replay. And everything that needed to be retyped, re-said, re-spoken, I heard it being spoken to me. See, that's why people don't understand that the Bible is a book that was not written by man. It was transcribed. It was stenographed by man. It was written by man, but it was not originated by man. Holy Spirit God inspired. The Bible says, as men were moved by God, that means as Holy Spirit God dictated the words to say, he allowed us the privilege to use our own style, our own vernacular, but the message originated from God. And I'm telling you, once you start writing under the influence of Holy Spirit God, you'll be trying to type so fast, you just want to keep up with what you're hearing because you want to get it right and you don't want to lose nothing. Go ahead, woman of God.
You got that right.
I'm a witness.
You got that right. You don't want to miss anything, and you certainly don't want to miss God. And you and things just begin to pour out of me. Situation. I retained someone to help me get this out because I was writing and I was writing. And one of my mistakes was trying to write the book as a book, if that makes sense. I was trying to type out the book as in book format as opposed to experiences. Mm. And once I got on that right track, I reached out for help. Listen, don't be ashamed to reach out for help. Don't be ashamed to invest in help, okay? Because you want it to be done right. And I did. Mm-hmm. And once I got on that page, everything rolled out of me. And when it was done, so was the book. I was at chapter 7, and that was the completion. That was it.
Wow.
That was it.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, Brother Jefferson, the book could not have been written in 2015. It was written, but it was being written by way of experience. Because some of these experiences go all the way back to the 90s. But I'm telling you, to those that are aspiring to write your book, just open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Yes.
Open your mouth and begin to speak it. Begin to declare that you have the ability, and let God speak through you. Just let it pour out. Just pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out. And invest in yourself. If you need help, don't be ashamed to ask for help. Don't be ashamed. Ask for help so that you can fulfill your purpose.
Yes, yes. And you know what, woman of God? When that spirit of overflow hits you, you're going to have to stop and say, okay, God. And you're going to have to walk away, and you're just going to enjoy the ride. I tell people all the time that success is not about reaching the goal. Success means enjoy the ride, enjoy the destination. Success is there waiting on you, but don't miss the joy of the journey. Sometimes you just going to have to walk away and just say, thank you, God, for using me. Thank you, God, for allowing me the privilege to hear your voice so clearly and allow me the privilege to record what you've given me. I didn't deserve it. There's nothing I did to earn this privilege. But, Jesus, I thank you. See, this is a heart that God is looking for. Everybody that wants a big name, everybody that wants the spotlight, those are the very same people when the Bible declared that no strong, no mighty, or no wise man were chosen to be the disciples of Jesus. He walked right by the synagogue from all those know-it-alls. They had been trained in the law from childhood. And Jesus went and found unlearned men. And with 11 men and a substitute, they turned the whole world upside down. So I thank God for everybody that's anointed, that's in seminary, that's trying to get your master's degree and your doctor's degree. Praise the Lord. But don't you know that if none of us went to seminary and got a degree, that God is qualified enough to be able to supply mm-hmm. us with what we need to do his will. So go to school, mm-hmm. get that formal education, because it can and it will enhance your gift for your calling and your
yes.
ministry. But for those of us that have not gone to college and seminary to study to be preachers, teachers, or whatever, I'm here as a living witness to let you know God is more than able to help you fulfill your calling. Come on, woman of God. I just had to get that in there. I couldn't
yeah.
hold it in. I tried. I couldn't hold it in.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I am one of those that I have just
yeah.
been on this journey. My pastor, when I was in Florida, asked me, where did you get this knowledge? And I wasn't
mm-hmm.
sure of the question he was asking me. He said, where did you learn this?
Yeah.
Where did you learn yeah. this? And I wasn't sure the this that he was asking, and I definitely wasn't 100% sure of the direction of the question. And
yeah.
I said, I'm not sure. I just finally had to say, I don't think that I'm grasping the question. That he said, what school did you go to? And I said, Glen Hills
right,
High School.
Right.
Right? And he said, well, so you don't have a degree? No, I don't. No.
No.
You know, at that time, no, I don't. And
yeah.
he said,
yeah.
so how did you learn? I said, me and God. And what questions I
yeah.
have? I have a library of books. I have
mm-hmm,
mentors.
Me too. Yeah.
I have life experiences that have taught me
Thank
very
you.
Well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we study like our lives depend on it.
And you better talk to me. When those life encounters hit you hard enough and God gives you get a little bit of air, you're going to strive hard. God, rescue me from myself. Rescue
yeah.
me from my Woo. Ways. And that's what my words have power is all about. Open your mouth. Say what you will unto God. He's ready to respond. He's ready to respond.
It. Jesus, you're preaching, woman of God. You're telling us the sanctified truth. Now, let me ask you
mm-hmm.
this. I'm going to jump real quick over to your preacher calling. And this is going to hit you right in your spirit, right? Right? Because,
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
none of this was pre-scripted, y'all. This is a free-flowing gospel presentation. But right now, I want to know, and I want you to share with us, what is your most relevant sermon that you preach that you know was deep down in your spirit pulled out of you from God and that you know is the one sermon that you can always hang your hat on and say, God moved in a mighty way when he gave me that word. I want you to share that sermon with us, please. Tell us what that was about.
All right. Well, in the book of Acts, there's a woman by the name of Tabitha, also known as Dorcas. Dorcas was of grace. She was noted as gazelle. A gazelle is noted for its graceful stance,
yes,
its graceful
yes.
stature. And that's the best way to describe Tabitha. And Tabitha was noted in the Word of God for her good deeds and her kind acts.
Mm.
Tabitha was also noted that she had a home where women would come and gather, and she would teach them to sew. She would teach them ways of living. She would teach them that they didn't have to be victims of their circumstance. Oh, glory to God.
That's right.
They
That's
did
right.
not
That's
have
right.
to
That's
become
right.
victims of their circumstance. But if they just have an encounter with God, as she would teach them,
Jesus.
As she would nurture them, as she would pour into their vessels, as she would teach
Come
them how
on.
To let their light so shine that all would see and be drawn
what?
Unto that light. Oh, how many Tabithas are listening in? How many women are we growing up? How many are we passing the torch to
She's
in
going
this
in,
season
y'all.
Of our lives? How many
yeah.
times? Can we look and see that we're somebody's duplicating the process? How many people
yes.
are out there that we're inspiring by our good deeds and our kind acts? How many times have we opened our personal space that somebody would come in to be healed? How many times? How many times?
Preach.
How many times that we
Jesus.
Would put ourselves
on the back burner in order that we would help to lift somebody up. Hallelujah. Or how would we allow our overflow, our oil to overflow and share that
Glory be to God.
God is calling. Whosoever have an ear to hear, God is calling for you. Don't keep it shut up to yourself, but spread
the gospel. Don't do it.
Share your teaching. Share your life encounters. Share those things that you have gone through that's a part of your kind act and your good deeds for the kingdom of God.
Jesus.
Jesus.
She didn't know I was going to take her there. And I tell y'all all the time when I start this broadcast, I tell y'all all the time, I say Holy Spirit is the one that regulates and dictates what goes on in this Fire Gospel Experience. I was just led to speak and ask you about that sermon, and you gave us just what we needed right there, right there. Stop laying on your gifts. God has already given me program. Every show has a scriptural reference that I summarize at the end of each broadcast to share some Bible wisdom, some teaching. And God has already given me inspiration for a program 40, 60, and 100 fold. Because we have to get out of this mentality, woman of God, that we're going to penny pinch God. God has poured out, promised to pour out blessings that will overflow us. He said, if you submit yourself to me, you will never have to go and try to find the blessings. Your blessings will find you. They're going to overtake you, and then they're going to overflow you. And all that's going to do is multiply and magnify the joy that's in you, so much so that people are going to say there must be a God, because I knew him way back when. I knew her when she was this, that, and the other thing. But if I look at them now, I don't see no residue of who they used to be. It's almost I'm looking at a brand new person, and guess what? You are. We are redeemed people. We are made brand new.
Thank you.
In God. That's why I don't argue when somebody got a different theological point or persuasion or religious belief that they're trying to share with me. They can't persuade me out of what I know about God, because my testimony is proof enough that the Bible is absolutely right, correct, just like it is. People talking about there's chapters in the Bible that's been missing. If you say stuff like that, what you're doing is you're accusing the Almighty, all-powerful God of missing a step.
Yeah, that's right. Him imperfect.
That's not our God. You're saying that the Almighty God who made everything known and unknown, when the creation that God made decided that they want to trick people and take stuff out of the Bible, put stuff in the Bible, translation ain't right. What you're doing is say Almighty God stood by and let his creation contaminate his most precious gift and did nothing about it. Now, to me, that don't make no sense in the world. That don't make no sense, woman of God.
Absolutely.
Listen, woman of God.
No.
You blessed us inside and out. You blessed us up and down. You blessed us on the east side, west side, north side, and south side. So there's nothing else we can do except invite you to come back and continue to bless
us
every time you show up. And I believe you'll do that. What I would like for you to do, woman of God, before we let you go, there's going to be so many people that hear this broadcast. I have some wonderful kingdom collaborators that syndicate this Fire Gospel Experience. And they're going to be people that want you to come to their women's retreat, their revival. They just want you to come and say a word. And then sing a song if you feel like it. I need you to share your information, how you can be reached for booking, for reservations. And then I need to know, where can I get my copy of your book? And my listeners, how can we get a copy of your book so that we can start using these words that we speak in a more powerful way?
Amen. Amen. Certainly, I'd be happy to. And I'm telling you, the story is not over. I dropped a few nuggets, Brother Jefferson, but the story is not over at all. So you better just keep listening to Brother Jefferson. But you can reach me at 678-787-9339. Again, that's 678-787-9339. You can also send me an email at Bostick, BostickGS at gmail.com for booking or for contact. Now, you can also find my book on Amazon.com. I am fully published on Amazon.com. You can buy either the Kindle version or you can buy the paperback version of the book. It's $18.99 on Amazon.com. If you'd like for me to personalize your copy, you can send me an inbox via Facebook Messenger. You can send me an inbox, and we will conduct the business there, and I can send you a signed copy of my book, Jackie Leverett
Bostick. I'm publicly putting in my request right now for my signed copy of your book. Inbox me your Cash App, and so I can put your book in my library. And then, when I bring you back, I'll be more knowledgeable where we can break down those chapters and then really bless some people with the powerful wisdom that God gave you for that book. Words have power. I love it.
Amen.
Woman of God, listen. My prayer for you is that God will continue to store up rich and beautiful godly knowledge in your mind, in your spirit, so that you will be such a tremendous blessing to everyone that comes to you, that everyone that comes your way, that they will walk away saying there must be a God, and she must have had fellowship and have fellowship with God because our hearts burn within us. So may God keep you, bless you, keep you, cover you. Is my prayer for you, and every good thing that you do, I pray God breathe on it and multiply it for his glory and for your rewards. That's my prayer, and I'm not going to change my mind. I'm going to stick with that right there.
All right. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Looking forward to having you come back so we can work it out, woman of God.
Amen.
Preacher.
I'll be excited. Thank you.
I'm excited already. Author, mentor, certified life coach, entrepreneur, wife and mother, woman of God, Jackie Leverett Bostick was here, and she blessed us real good on this fire gospel experience, y'all. I promise you she did. She did. Oh, yeah. Yes, she did. That's why I look feverishly on Facebook throughout the week before I broadcast. I'm in like a mad search for your anointed people. So y'all need to make my work a little bit easier for me to find y'all. Y'all hear these broadcasts. Y'all see me on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Send me a message. Brother Ron, fire, 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 gospel experience. Can you please find me a seat? And I will. I do it. I've been doing it for the last 8 years in January, making room for God's people to come on this platform and share the glory of God in their life and how God can be a blessing to anybody that is willing to open up the door to their heart while the Lord Jesus is standing on the outside knocking, wanting to come in and be Lord of your life. It's not a scary thing. It's not something that's going to turn you to a dud or to a square, to a wallflower. What it's going to do is it's going to help you find your creative purpose. And that's what a relationship with God is really all about. Amen goes right there. You tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. I want y'all to continue to just hold on to what y'all got because we ain't nearly through. I've got my shine artist spotlight coming on, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker. She has new music. She has a wonderful testimony. And her husband, William Fluker, is a gospel musician. And I promise y'all, it's going to be just like having church all over again. Y'all just sit back and relax and let God use you in a tremendous, tremendous way. Thank you, God. We give you praise, Holy Spirit, God, for allowing us, your children, to see your face in all the earth. In spite of circumstances, dear God, in spite of trials, in spite of trouble, we know that you are able to bless us and keep us. We pray right now, Father God, for any black demonic spirits that are trying to interfere with your work. Holy Spirit, God, send your angel of deliverance to remove any ungodly presence in our lives. We will continue to trust you. We will continue to put all of our weight of confidence in you, and we will not turn back, Lord. We will not turn around, but we will trust in you.
We will honor you, dear God. We will glorify you in all the earth. We tune into Fire, the gospel experience, giving God his just due praise right here, right now. As I pray, I want y'all to know that there was a demonic attack that was going on with this broadcast. So I pray for Holy Spirit God to step right in, and he did. And guess what? The enemy had to flee. The enemy had to set course and run because I called on the name of the Lord. His man of God, Donnie Pomeroy. And when you call upon the name of the Lord, there's nothing but hope, faith, love, and joy waiting for you. Just touched my soul from the top of my head to the tingling all the way down to my toes. I felt that woman of God. Thank you, thank you. Donnie Pomeroy. He gave us inspiration, hope, faith, love, and joy right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. This is the portion of Fire the Gospel Experience where you talented people of God, y'all come in with y'all gifted and anointed selves and share with us your beautiful ministry work that God has you doing. And then y'all come in. This is the part that I really like. Y'all come in with testimony,
with word, with Bible knowledge that you all may not always get the chance to share when you're performing, I guess you could say, or ministering is a better word, to the people of God at the revivals, at the concerts. But on this platform, I encourage you all to come and share with us the things that many people have no idea that gospel artists, singers, musicians go through, because y'all have an anointing. Y'all have a schedule. Y'all have a commitment, just like preachers and teachers. We have to spend time away from our necessary obligation, work, family, and whatever else is going on, and we still have to call upon the Lord for energy and for motivation to keep doing what we're doing, because the Bible declares that if you're not weary, that God will renew your strength like the eagle. So don't be weary in well-doing, but keep your hope, faith, and confidence in the Lord. It is my privilege to bring this awesome, amazing woman of God that I just got introduced to recently. I was with Set Music by her promoter. The man of God said, "Here, I got some new music. I want you to play it." And here she is now to bless us in her very own special way. And I'm excited, as just as happy as I could be, y'all, to have with us, for my Shine Artist Spotlight special guest, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker, is here. And I promise you, y'all going to be blessed with what all she has to share, with everything that is going on in her life. I am just opening up the platform so that she can bless us all. Come on, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker, to fire the gospel experience. Bless you. How are you, Lisa Bellamy Fluker?
Oh, I am
How you
so
doing, woman
blessed.
Of God?
I am blessed, Ron, and I'm so glad to be here.
Yes. We are excited
yes.
to have you, woman of God. We worked it out. Got to give a
yes,
shout out to man of God, Al Edmondson, for giving you the lead and the guidance that you need to maneuver and navigate through gospel music ministry, as well as we got to give a husband, man of God, William Fluker, his just due for taking care of the woman of God as well. So welcome to the platform. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you. And I do have to take a minute to thank Mr. Al Edmondson, Edmondson Communications, because it's because of his guidance that, you know, to help me navigate as I re-enter, you know, the gospel world. And I'm grateful today. And I do, you know, just want to come with a whole heart to say that God has touched me to share music that I've been collecting and writing over some time, in addition
okay.
to some of the music that I've written recently. You know, and I'm looking forward to being that vessel and being that light and sharing my testimony. I am grateful. All of us have been through trials and tribulations, but the music that God has given me, I know that the time is now.
Yes. I am so grateful to hear you speak about your motivation, because that is so crucial. Many times we in church walls, church circles, sometimes we may have good intentions, but we might not have necessarily the right motivation, because we may want to get the applause. We may want to get the attaboys. We may want to get certain privileges, certain parking spaces, certain seats in the church, a certain type of recognition when we walk into the room. But if we don't get none of those things, it shouldn't matter in terms of us being committed to doing the things that God called us to do. So I'm going to ask you to speak on proper motivation for anyone in ministry, including those that's in music ministry, which you are in.
One thing that I can say clearly is that the Word of God is my motivation. And, you know, in terms of what God is doing right now in my life, he says in this revelation hour that he will open the mouths of those he is calling to speak and minister his word, to do that discipleship work so that souls can be saved. And so my motivation is to be that conduit to help souls to be saved and call those that are lost to him. And
beautiful.
And so I really believe that my motivation is absolutely souls for Christ.
Yes. Amen. That's beautiful. I love it. I love it. Because I know that there are so many independent gospel music awards that take place all over the country year-round, year after year. And I think that's a beautiful thing that we have a place where we all can be acknowledged at some level, because everybody's not going to get a recording contract. Everybody's not going to be signed. Everybody's not going to be CC Winans. Everybody's not going to be Marvin Sapp. But it doesn't matter, because we see what they go through on the outside. We have no idea the magnitude of temptations that they have to go through, the frustration, the high level of Christian commitment that it takes to be so super exposed to the world. We just see it on the outside and we grin and we be wishing we could be like them. But sometimes you may have to be careful about what you're wishing for, because you just might get it. You just might, and you might not be ready for it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, one thing is that we may be in this world, but once God pricks our heart and calls us to a higher purpose, that we're not of this world, for the light of the Lord is in us. And as in, you know, I was reading, you know, because in the scripture of Matthew 6:22, where he says, Brilliant. In the word Jesus said, that the light, the lamp to the body is the eyes. And so we need to fix our mm-hmm. eyes on God. And so that is the light. God is the true and living vine. And so if that be our motivation, we may be in this world, but it's through his word that we are to share his light.
Amen. Now, see, you keep on talking about light, and I want my listeners to understand musically what you mean when you talk about sharing the light. Here's woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker, in my Shine Artist Spotlight, sharing the light. And y'all know what that light is, right? Yes, that's the light of God. Amen.
Lord, don't stop, we breathe on smoke and blowing in the wind.
Amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about, sharing the light right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And I shine out the spotlight. Woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Fluker is giving us a profound message. Tell us what the future holds for the Fluker Family Music Ministry.
Well, I would say to do God's will, and that is through music, to answer the call in unique ways, because I believe that God has given each of us something unique in terms of our gift to be able to let our light shine in whatever way he's called us to. So my husband and I will continue to produce the music that God gives to us from a humble heart and seek only him. Yeah, so we look forward as the pandemic releases to go out to churches, and we would love to visit churches all across the country to minister. We're both teachers. I'm a certified facilitator, so I love speaking to youth and young women and leaders. I'm a certified leadership trainer. And so I want to share the gift of music, but I also want to be used fully in the house of God. And both of us are looking forward to doing that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is a very honorable thing. And just like I shared with woman of God, Jackie Leverett Bostic, for the husband and wife combination, I mean, it is unbeatable. People keep talking about, keep trying to downplay and make marriage seem like it's outdated. I've said this on several shows, and I'm going to keep saying it because I believe it's true. It's not that marriage is dysfunctional. You have dysfunctional people trying to get married. You have to qualify for marriage. Just like at the amusement park, when you go on certain rides, they have a big old ruler, and they say if you're not at least this height, you cannot get on this ride. We have to have some sort of scale and gauge for people that just want to jump into marriage. And they're not qualified, woman of God. They're not prepared. You cannot go into marriage with a single mentality. You cannot go into marriage with a self-centered mentality. If you still thinking single and self-centered, stay single. That way you won't have to steal time and energy away from somebody that is supposed to be married to somebody else. Now, I said it, and I ain't going to take it back. Woman of God, listen, we appreciate you.
Thank you. Looking forward to having you. And
man of God, William Fluker, we're going to be playing
William
some music
Fluker
a little bit later in the broadcast.
We're just
grateful for who you are in God. Is there any parting words you'd like to leave us with? And when you do, and if you do have parting words to share, tell us how you can be reached for booking, any social media contacts, so that my listeners can follow you on social media, and anything else that you want to share pertaining to your ministry. Go right ahead.
Yes. If people are looking to bring me to their church, you know, I'm known as Lisa Bellamy industry-wise because years ago when I started in my 20s, that's where individuals knew me as Lisa Bellamy. And my husband has no problem with that. He chuckles, but he said, oh, listen, wherever we can do ministry. But if they're looking for me on social media, they can look up Lisa Bellamy on my artist page on Instagram. Is Miss Bellamy, and if they want to call us to come to the church, to come to your church, they can call us at 855-727-5700. And I'd just like to end with the scripture, Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we take no glory for ourselves, but only glory to the Father. And so when we come, we will come humbly. And that's one of the best lessons that marriage has taught and continues to teach us is how to be humble and humility first. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're so right about that, woman of God. Marriage is probably one of the best institutions to grow in because you have to always be willing to step outside yourself. It's not a loss. It's a gain mutually. Some people be thinking, if I let him have his way, if I let her have her way, they're going to take advantage of me. No. When both of you all are giving in to the needs of one another, to the likes of one another, and finding that common ground where differences can be resolved, it will help both of individual husband and wife to grow individually as believers in Christ
but collectively as a husband and wife. And then God will take you and use you as a demonstration of what a happy marriage is. It's that three-strand cord, husband, wife, and God. It's inseparable.
Yeah.
Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate you. I'm praying God will continue
Thank
to bless you.
You.
And I'll be in contact with you so that y'all can come back and bless us. Amen.
Amen, and thank you for having me. Blessings.
Amen. Lisa, Melanie, Fluker, y'all. She was right here. And just fire! Fire gospel experience. And I'm back here working hard because we got some more Lisa Bellamy music right here for y'all. Talking about in the house, y'all. I wonder what that's talking about. Your house, my house, or the church house? We're going to let her tell us about it. Come on, sing, Lisa Bellamy.
In this house, there is healing. This house, there is healing. In this house, come on and lay your burden down.
Amen, amen, amen. Back here fighting the devil, y'all. He is trying to just interfere with this broadcast because he already knows that this is power from God coming out. Amen. Goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, fighting these demons, trying to get all up in our broadcast, y'all, and we are fighting hard. We're fighting hard. Keeping these devils and demons up out of here on the Fire Gospel Experience. I'm trying to tell y'all, it's going on right now, but it's all good because we understand that this is spiritual warfare. We certainly, certainly, certainly do understand that. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, and it will be starting open around about verse 3. And then we will just continue on suffering these attacks from the devil right now and believing and trusting in God to move us forward. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for letting us know that, yes, yes, there is trouble in the land. There are demons that are looking to try to come against us. But we persevere, y'all. We certainly do. Amen. It goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. Fighting demons right here. And don't you know that when you have the privilege to be in the fight, that means that you are on the side of the Lord, that you are on the Lord's side, and guess what? He's on your side, and you can't lose. So it's just a matter of time. You just have to hang in there. Just have to keep doing what we knew and already know God has called us to do. Yes.
Hello, I am Jackie L. Bostic, preacher, inspirational speaker, author, mentor, certified life coach, entrepreneur, wife, mother, and servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life and gospel truth to your event, congregation, or fellowship group, I may just be the person that you're looking for. I would encourage everyone to get a copy of my book, My Words Have Power, where I share my intimate lessons and things of which I've experienced, because life and death is in the power of our tongue. My book, My Words Have Power, can be purchased at Amazon.com, or you can look for me at Jackie L. Bostic on Facebook.com. The purchase price of my book is $18. You can contact me by phone at 678-787-9339 or send me an email at BosticGS, that's BosticGS at gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving and uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Till that
Smith Brothers right here on this fire gospel experience. We're going to a better land, y'all. You best believe that is the gospel sanctified truth. Amen. Goes right there. Giving you some good old traditional down-home southern gospel blues with that gospel blues sound. Yes, amen. Goes right there. We are blessing you all with words of encouragement from Genesis, the 12th chapter, starting around verses 3 from the NIV version of the Bible. It says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Now, when Almighty God spoke these outstanding words to our spiritual forefather, Abram, he had not yet even received his new transitional name, because Abram was about to enter into a new dynamic with God. Amen. Goes right there. We need to understand that there are those times, there will be those times, y'all, when God will reach out and with or without our permission, which usually is without our permission, God will just step in and he will make his will known one way or the other. That's what I mean by Abram into a whole nother dynamic when it comes to his relationship with the Most High God. Amen. We're talking about blessings and cursings right here on this fire gospel experience. And I want to let y'all know that our Almighty God had reached through as many as 10 generations in Genesis 11 when God said, Genesis 11 and 6, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Verse 7 says, go to, let us go down. Who is the us? Father God, incarnate Jesus, pre-incarnate Jesus, and Holy Spirit God is the us. Let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. That means they stopped it cold. God's creation of mankind had reached proportions of success that went beyond what pleased God. So God intervened. Verse 9 says, therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. After 10 generations, we see the birth of Abram from the land of the Chaldees, which is Chaldean. This is the same country where our patriarch Job originated. This was all before there was a nation, tribes, and people called Israel. We are at the very beginning of this one day to be called out and formed by God, a great nation to all the earth. The very nation that is blessed to bring forth from it the promised Messiah and Redeemer for all of mankind. But listen, first there were these great promises made to Abram, but these promises were based on three things: Abraham's submission, obedience, and action, which, by the way, reflect the totality of man's whole being, mind, soul, and body. Verse 12 says, now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country. God told Abraham to release himself from his present national allegiance. We are people that have our citizenship in heaven first and foremost. The Bible says in Philippians 3 and 20, but our homeland is in heaven, where our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is. And we are looking forward to his return from there. Now, we've all heard it said many times that we are to be of the world, but not in the world. We don't let politics on any level dissuade us from our primary commitment to God first. Genesis 12 and 1 continues, it says, and from thy kindred. And like the other old saying in church circles say, that if my daddy don't go and my mama don't go, guess what, y'all? I'll go. We have to be very prepared for even when some close family ties may be loose, hopefully to be reunited, yes.
But when certain family members don't see eye to eye with our faith, we don't have to disown them. We understand that they are the ones that have not yet seen the light of God. So we pray for their soul salvation and their mind's revelation, and make ourselves available to evangelize them if and when the opportunity presents itself. And then in verse 12b portion, it says, also from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. That's more like the C portion of verse 12 and 1. C, the Apostle Paul stated in Romans 13 and 8, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. That even means the closest human ties and relationship that we have has got to come after our initial relationship with the Most High God. This may sound unimaginable to some, but God wants us to be that light where our family members can see God in us. And then we can all be reunited in faith as a spiritual and a human family. And our amazing God, he knows that what he asks and what he requires will be a perilous journey for us. And since he has promised to be with us always as we transcend our journey, Hebrews 13 and 5, he has coveted a promise to not only cover, keep, and sustain us, but that he will thrive, that we will thrive, y'all, successfully, regardless of any and all opposition. And then listen, y'all, Genesis 12 and 3, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. So listen, we have the unlimited, powerful, and undeniable word of God for us, that those who would kingdom collaborate with us will be blessed. But unfortunately, for those who willingly oppose us, we'll suffer the consequences of curses from God. This is why we carry ourselves in humility. Because the truth be told, I wouldn't want my worst enemy to fall into the hands of an angry God. Hebrews 10 and 31 says, it is a fearful, formidable, and terrible thing to incur the divine penalties and be cast into the hands of the living God. So we pray for enemies, as our Lord Jesus instructed us to do. Even as he hung battered, bleeding, and bruised on the cross, Luke 23 and 34 records, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So as the blessed people of God, the greatest blessing that we can provide is to tell dying men, women, boys, and girls about their need for a soul deep relationship with God, which is accepting God on his terms by accepting his son, Jesus the Christ, as Lord and Savior. Amen. Talking about blessing and curses right here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, indeed. We need to be mindful, y'all, about how we carry ourselves. We need to be mindful about the blessings and curses. We are a blessed people of God, but we don't use that as weight to just throw over people like we are better than. No, we're just better off, truth be told. We tuned in to fire, the gospel experience, giving you some good spiritual inspiration as well as nutrition, y'all. I just want y'all to grow, and I'm growing. It just blesses my heart when I receive knowledge from God that I know that will help somebody draw closer to God as I myself draw closer to God. Here's new music from man of God, James Hardy. Don't you know that we are blessed? And don't you know that we are a child of the King? Hallelujah.
And say the prayer to our King. this is gospel recording artist Brenda Quater, and I am coming to you from Arizona. I am the CEO of the Arizona West Coast Gospel Music Awards. We are coming to you October the 7th, 2022, and we are bringing our very first annual Gospel Awards. Yep, you heard right. We want to see you in the place. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona at One Church Scottsdale. The tickets are only $25. Come out and show your support. You may be the winner. You never know. You won't know until you show up. Look forward to your support and to seeing you on the pink carpet in Scottsdale, Arizona on October the 7th.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, Brenda Quater. Looking forward to that amazing time gospel event. So we're looking for your support. We want you to be there for the Arizona West Coast Gospel Awards. Amen. Goes right there. We had a wonderful time here on this Fire Gospel Experience in spite of the devil trying to come in and disrupt things. That's what he does, y'all. We ain't worried about it. He's not going to disrupt this program, this platform. He's not going to disrupt our lives because, listen, we are more than conquerors. That's what we have to understand. We depend on God. We pray and ask God to move in ways where we cannot. We just hold on to our faith and let God bless us and supply us with all of the necessary strength that we need. Don't y'all know that God wants to bless you from the inside out? Had a wonderful time with woman of God, Jackie Leverett Bostic. She stuck around and stayed with us for the whole broadcast, y'all. Don't y'all know that that is phenomenal in itself? Because I understand we have a busy schedule most time. My special guests, they have things to do. So I understand they not can't always necessarily stay for the live broadcast. They know that I'm going to send them the archive broadcast, so they probably listen to it later. But I'm just saying, it's a beautiful thing when we take time to support one another. Amen. Goes right there. And also to woman of God, Lisa Bellamy Blooper, y'all just blessed us. You blessed us on Shine Artist Spotlight with your testimony, with your biblical knowledge. I appreciate that about you gospel artists. You don't always get the credit for being Bible students, Bible scholars, and disciplines in the Christian faith. So when y'all have opportunity to come on platforms like this, share your testimony, share your Bible knowledge, share those scripture verses that you memorized. Give us your testimony so we can really appreciate you more than when we see you just ministering to us musically. But understand that you are soldiers just like we are on the battlefield for our Lord. I want to leave y'all with just one final word. We're cut from a different cloth, knit together by the very hand of God. Y'all take that and let that marinate in your spirit. Amen. Goes right there. I won't leave y'all with this amazing woman of God. She's sending us new music, and we're going to just keep on playing it just like that. Amen. Don't y'all know that God is good? God is good all the time. And guess what? All the time. Y'all know the rest. God is good. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with all of your beautiful presence in our lives. We submit ourselves to you once more and again, Lord God. We know sometimes, Lord, that you weary over us because of our ways. We have a tendency sometimes to not demonstrate the necessary faith that you came to show us, that you died for us to have. So we ask that you forgive us, Lord. We ask that you strengthen us in the fight, even in the midst of the battle, even when we find ourselves at our weakest moments, dear God, we ask you to show us your favor, God, which is what one of God, Joy Bryant, is about to sing and take us out into the next Fire Gospel Experience. Come on, woman of God, Joy Bryant, sing about the favor of God and how we can move mountains with just a mustard seed of our faith. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer, Jesus the Christ.
Share the rhythm. Share the rhythm.
Come on.